This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bitcoin, as you might have heard, has been having quite a run. Price, sure. Volatility, definitely. And generally, it's just more buzzy right now. So we got Laura Shin on the phone the other day. She was one of the first journalists to cover cryptocurrency full time. She hosts the podcast and the video show Unchained. And we got her on the phone because we wanted to talk about what it's like to cover Bitcoin right now, but also why we ought to care about it. Is the theory behind Bitcoin then not ever that it's going to be a usable currency, that I'm going to be able to walk down the street and buy a six-pack of beer with it?
Well, so there are different people with different theories. Famously, the first person to make a transaction that then put a value on a Bitcoin spent 10,000 Bitcoins on a couple pizzas, which, those are
Bitcoin.
Which is like hundreds of millions of dollars that he spent on those two pizzas if he used the price today. So, at the moment where Bitcoiners would say that we're in an adoption phase, probably people aren't going to be spending it in that way. However, they do envision a world where people are on a sort of Bitcoin standard, or it's a world of what they call hyper-Bitcoinization, and people transact in Bitcoin and they think in Bitcoin rather than thinking in dollars. And so instead of saying Bitcoin's trading at 44,000 or whatever it was, it's just like one Bitcoin is one Bitcoin.
Wow. I'm not sure how I can wrap my brain around that. Should we just stop paying attention to Bitcoin for a little while?
Well, when you say that, I don't know what you mean or why you would ask that, because to my mind, as a journalist covering this, this is the most interesting thing I've ever covered. I can't imagine paying attention to this. This is definitely the most fascinating thing I've ever watched.
Say more about that, because look, your enthusiasm is infectious and I get it, but it seems detached from everyday life in this economy.
So when you really understand the technology of Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency, well, not any, but you know,
some of the more legitimate ones.
Yeah, you realize, wow, this truly is a far superior form of money than any other money we've ever had, purely on the technological level.
Why is it better?
It's more fungible, it's more divisible, it's more portable, it's just more transparent. But certainly when I learned about this technology, I just realized this is going to change everything. And I really think we're going to look at huge disruptions in finance, over the coming decade, which we're starting to see the glimmers of.
Is there a what is, I suppose? Let me not be pejorative in this, right? What is the good that comes from Bitcoin for the non-financial types for whom this is still a holy cow? What is Bitcoin thing, right? What's the good that comes from this for a regular person in this economy right now, if any?
Literally at this moment, I'm not quite sure, but over time, these technologies would enable a lot more financial transactions to happen more cheaply. There's a lot of remittance companies right now that charge something like 30% of a transaction, depending on which countries you're sending the money to and from. You know, if they're obscure enough countries, like, they will take a huge chunk. But if you're going to send Bitcoin from one obscure country to another, it's the same fee. It's for everybody. It's not, it's not charging you, separately for that. And there's an opportunity for it to bank the unbanked, because all you need is an ability to hold these digital coins. And clearly, obviously, there's going to be a lot of education that will need to happen, because the one thing that, unfortunately, a lot of people have learned the hard way is that digital assets do not function like digital objects that we're used to dealing with, and they do not function the way that the normal financial system does, where you can call the bank or credit card and ask them to reverse the transaction.
Right. That's the key part. That's the key part, right? And that's the thing that's going to take some time for people to wrap their brains around. It's just different, right?
It's like cash, but digital.
Digital. Laura Shin, she's a crypto journalist. She does the audio and the visual series Unchained. Check her out. You can learn lots of stuff. I sure did. Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.